fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 28th of February. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage people to stock up on paper products, toiletries, and unscented Clorox bleach. That would be a really smart thing to do. You may not need it, but these things that would get used up anyway. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Dr. Lynn Wilbert. Dr. Wilbert is my personal physician. He's in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. We're going to talk about health-related matters. If you need a private consultation, possibly become a client of Dr. Wilbert, we'll just give him a call. His telephone number, his private cell phone number, is 314-495-6480. Doctor, I heard the peep frogs last night for the first time. Must be near spring. How about you, sir?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I've been hearing birds every morning, even the morning that we had the snow this week, there were birds out chirping. I'm going, wow, they know something that we are anticipating, and regardless of what happens, this is March coming up, and then there's April, and it rarely snows in May in St. Louis. In fact, I don't remember it ever snowing in May. Now, Minnesota's a different story. It will snow in June or July in Minnesota, or Michigan, for that matter. But yeah, we're nearing spring, and that's a wonderful time. I love spring.
Well, Doctor, the media is full of stories about the coronavirus, also called COVID-19, and it has a high rate of infection. It stays alive on a cold surface a very long incubation period, and a lot of Americans are at risk because of various things that they've done in the past, causing them to have a compromised immune system. And those are the people who are at risk from any flu, any time of the year, aren't they, sir?
Yes, they are, John. I somewhat saw this coming because if you look back, and I think my chronological events are correct, There was some discussions with China over trade or whatever. And then there's this outbreak in China. And now it's in 50 countries all over the world. So how are we going to resolve this? and they just allocated $2.5 billion to set up situations to where they can detect earlier a person that could be possibly infected. But again, I've mentioned this, and it's like you said, John, people do things to themselves to compromise their immune system. One of the first things that I did after the onset of the holidays, I thought I'd say onslaught, but onset, Thanksgiving, my son cooked nice, had a feast, and from Thanksgiving to December the 10th, my body started telling me things that I was aware of, but I'm unaccustomed to, like eating so much sugar. Sugar is almost in everything. So what I had to do, because my body insisted, and I usually listen to my body, is I had to go on a cleanse, and I'm still in somewhat cleanse mode, meaning that I have eliminated sugar from my diet. I haven't even had a piece of dark chocolate, which is one of my favorite things to do. Glass of red wine and piece of dark chocolate. But the reason for that is because during that time from Thanksgiving to December the 10th, I had consumed more sugar than I had in the past 10 years. And it used to be a website. I don't remember the doctor's name, but if you type in sugar.com, you could get this doctor. He had pages of information as to what sugar does to you, and not just necessarily sugar in cookies and candy, but refined carbohydrates that's processed and metabolized and broken down into sugar, like bagels and bread and buns and those kinds of things. And so when you look at what happens in that situation, in order for you to get any benefit, and it's not vitamins and minerals, believe it or not, the real reason why you consume fuel, known as food, is to replenish the fuel supply, the vitamins and minerals, that the raw materials that you need that are necessary for replenishing and rebuilding and replacing the trillions of cells that you have. And so once that sugar molecule is introduced and has to be processed through the Krebs cycle, the transcarboxylic acid cycle. Oh, I stayed up all night to learn that and pass organic chemistry. But once it's processed, you have to use all of the available raw materials to process that high energy, tightly bound molecule. And by the time you process that high-energy, tightly-bound molecule, you're shot into the stratosphere. And then as soon as that energy molecule is consumed, you're left with no raw materials, no vitamins, no minerals. And then that sugar drop molecule drops you off, and you reorbit back into Earth's atmosphere and land flat on your face, and then you got to do it again. That's setting up a compromised immune system. And then, once again, you couple that with the fear factor. The fear factor. Fear is a foreign feeling. In other words, it's not a feeling that we normally would entertain. We had to learn to be afraid. Young children they'll put their hand on the fire if you let them. We learn fear, and here's the fear factor. Well, here's the energy factor. Let me go there first. If I'm talking to myself, which I do quite often, I am one entity, one energetic entity. If I have another person that's listening to me, that's two energetic entities. Now, that's just not two, 1 + 1 = 2. It's an exponential energetic enhancement. And let's say you have 4 people or 8. They're thinking the same thing on the like mind. They're thinking the same thing. And so now you have four people that are exponentially, energetically contributing to that moment. Now, what if you have in your experiences, I'm sure on the beautiful Caribbean Sea with a group of like-minded individuals, and the energy was intense. You could probably spot you from space if NASA were to do so. But that's exponential energetic enhancement. The same thing is happening on the flip side, on the less than positive side. There's probably very few people that have said this. No, there's very few people that have not said this. I sure hope I don't get that virus. And they say it with feeling and intensity. I hope I don't. Do you know your brain cannot comprehend don't? And we've gone through the exercise. Please, everyone within the sound of my voice, please do not think of a pink elephant. Too late, you did. And one client said, well, I didn't think of a pink elephant. Well, how do you know I said it? Well, I heard you. If you heard me, you thought about it.
That's right. Doctor, we got a caller on hold here. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hello. Hey, there was a question we had that was sort of a medical question, a hospital-related one, and I thought maybe you would have some knowledge of this. If they test in the hospitals or in the walk-ins for influenza A, B, and C, and they have a general test for coronavirus, wouldn't those tests be indicative of whether someone might have coronavirus 19 or not and simply have influenza?
That's a great question, Dave. They do, and that's what $2.5 billion is going to be spent on, is to have specific testing protocols where they can differentiate between is it whatever strand of influenza or is it some mutated microvirus. See, what you have to understand is that everything that's been created was created with a mechanism called survival. Survival.
Right.
And the microorganisms, as bad as they may seem, they're not bad. We need them. We need the bacterials that are in the ground to further propagate life on this planet. I don't know all of it, but I'm not a microbiologist. But I was speaking with one the other day, and she wants to do radiographic research on microbes of some sort. And she said that they are mutating radiographically. And so what that means, Dave, is that as fast as we can come up with a way to identify the smart survival-oriented mechanisms, they've already adapted what we do. See, they want to survive just like we do.
Well, Len, I understand they are trying to develop a coronavirus 19 specific test, and as you say, mutation could nullify their efforts, as well as efforts to create a vaccine. But my question is this: if they have in-house already an influenza A, B, C, and general coronavirus test, could they not be screening people using that existing protocol? And this is something I'd like to address maybe to Steve Elkins, who actually works in a hospital every day as well.
I would think that right now with the urgency that they have these protocols set up, that's why the individuals that have been told or verified that they have the virus, they are quarantined. They're sequestered. They're not allowed to go out in the general public. You see, the other thing is, today, we're not sure how the virus is transmitted. Well, you don't have to be sure. It's like saying, I'm not sure if my body knows how to digest food. Well, unless you're a gastroenterologist, you probably don't know the ins and outs of it. You put it in one opening, it goes out the other one. You don't think much about it unless it doesn't come out. So it's the same thing with these protocols and these testings that are set up. you have to identify, and here's, this is amazing. There's a, I can't think specifically of what it is. It's not coming fast enough right now, but they do a double-blind test experiment, and they've documented, what is it? It's coming, but I don't have it yet. It's they've right. documented experimenter bias. That's what it is. The thoughts of the experimentor, the ones conducting the experiment, their minds can influence the outcome of the experiment. And that's exactly what's happening with these people that are being tested. It's difficult to go in with a neutrally objective mind, knowing that you really... Go ahead.
That's part of relativity theory, also, I think. Relativity theory says that the observer influences the observed, especially when it gets down to a molecular or submolecular level. But I think your positive thinking could be used here, and I'll let you comment on that. Since this thing mutates, let us imagine that this thing is mutating into something that's beneficial for humanity instead of detrimental.
Yes, absolutely. And then, Dave, here's the caveat to that. Nothing has changed. There's nothing that we can do. Well, yes, it is. How about we stop putting out the shingle that says 5-star restaurant and hotel, all inclusive, and bring all your relatives to? That's what we do with less than positive thinking. That's what we do with the fear of contracting this whatever that's always been here. In my opinion, there's nothing new under the sun. They just create something new to make more money or to generate global politics. The person that puts a handle on this, they're going to be acclaimed some kind of way. I don't know what's going to happen, but here's what we do as human beings. Cleansing is just that. If there's a microorganism that comes into your system, and your system has the proper chemical environment, meaning acid, it doesn't matter what the name of the virus is. It can only live and thrive and survive in an acid physiological environment. In other words, the cell inside becomes acid. The extracellular fluid becomes acid. And when that happens, anything can live in your body. And since your survival system is designed to protect the heart, do whatever it takes to protect the heart, you go into cleansing. Cleansing is emergent cleansing to keep the heart from checking out. That's called heart attack. Of all the cells you have in your body, and they all came from one cell, you're initially a one-cell organism, then you became 2 and 4 and 8, and now you're 700 trillion, but they're all in constant communication with every other cell instantaneously. And so what do? We do more of what we've been practicing every day. My immune system can handle this, so I'll remember wash my hands often, often. I'll remember to not put my hands in my face. I'll remember to eat 80 to 85% vegetables right about now, because when you're cleansing, which is called a cold or a flu or whatever infection, when you're cleansing, you eliminate all fruit. All fruit going in the system has acid. It is an acid, not as acid as, say, meat.
We have a break, gentlemen. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. We're back. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 28th of February. I'll be speaking in Indianapolis, Indiana, May 1st and May 2nd with Pastor Paul Beckley. Details and tickets at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you need a private consultation, you might want to become a client of his, just give him a call. He'll be glad to talk to you about that at 314-495-6480. Dr. Dave's gone. Our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Doctor. I've got a question, Doc. This coronavirus, I brought it up a couple of days ago, and I promise you I'll maintain composure. Does 60 gigahertz affect the oxygen uptake in the blood at the mitochondrial level?
Doctor? Are you on hold? Are you on mute there, Doctor?
Was that a question or a statement, Dave?
It was a question.
No, it's a question. Does 60 gigahertz affect the oxygen uptake in human blood at the mitochondrial level?
You say does it?
Yes.
60 gigahertz of what?
RF.
Radio frequency.
As in 5G.
Energy.
As okay. In 5G.
Absolutely.
Okay, so 5G was rolled out in this city in China a couple of weeks before the coronavirus, what would the symptoms be of oxygen deprivation and human blood on the human body?
Ooh. Ooh. Would you repeat that question again?
What would the effects of oxygen deprivation in the blood be on a human body? Well, how would it symptomize?
That is fundamentally how we become more acidic. Oxygen exists in nature as a two-particle molecule, O2. The amount of oxygen available in the air that we breathe today has been decreased significantly. It's in the low 20%.
So long-term exposure to RF at 60 gigahertz could make a person ill, resulting in flu-like symptoms.
Yes, yes. They've demonstrated it under high-tension power lines. I remember I was playing golf in Arizona one time in the desert, and my ball went in under those high-tension lines. I took a stroke. I said, no, guy, first I'm going to run in and run out and get my ball, and I'm going to place it in the fairway, and you tell me whatever my score is, but I'm not standing in there. Absolutely.
Okay, so here's a question. Here's a question, and I'm just asking the question. Are we looking at COVID-19 as a naturally occurring virus, or are we looking at something that has been weaponized?
You know, John, that's an outstanding question as well. I've read somewhere that this was created in the laboratory. How true
it was patented in 2018 by the United States. It was patent applied for in 2016, granted in 2018. 5G, 60 gigahertz, is weapons systems.
Wow. See, that has a direct effect on the physiology of the blood. Directly. If you don't have available oxygen in the blood, and the mitochondria inside of the cell, that's where the energy is converted. If you don't have enough oxygen,
it could kill you.
And you are in an acidic environment, an acidic cell environment with decreased oxygen, instead of making 32 ATPs, which would normally occur when your system is alkaline and you have enough oxygen, you take that same molecule of glucose and you have 32 energy units, ATPs, as opposed to 3. So now you're compromised in 2 areas. You don't have enough energy to be able to repair, and you don't have enough oxygen. So now you have an acidic situation, and all conditions exist when the environment, the internal environment, is acidic. All conditions except heart attack. Heart attack occurs when your system is so acidic and your brain cannot convince any other cell to do the, you know, I'll take a lick for my heart. I'll donate my gallbladder. I'll cut off some of my lungs and liver and kidneys. All of that is an attempt for your body to save the heart, because the heart knows, the brain knows, that if the heart checks out, most of the time we have to check out too. If you don't, then you survive the heart attack. Who wants to risk that? And so you either have a heart attack.
Could we be looking at a weapon system being implemented in China?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
I mentioned a few calls ago, this might be the most giant geopolitical move we've had.
It may be. John, thank you for your call. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 28th day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We're working to keep things up to date there. If you haven't seen the video of Bill Gates giving a TED Talk where he's advocating that the population of the world be reduced 10 to 15% to save the world from man-made CO2 greenhouse gases, and he wants to murder 10 to 15% of the population using vaccines. Well, that's right there at my website. You can watch them. You really can. Also, my website, if you want to have a healthier immune system, that means sleeping better at night, among other things. That's what the Energy Cleaner will help you do. I sleep as good as a small child every night. You can also. All you need is an Energy Cleaner. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Mattress pads that go with it. I have everything in stock. They vary in price depending on what you need. Twin, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. Everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visit with Dr. Len Wilbert. If you need a private consultation, give him a call at 314-495-6480. Doctor, our next caller is in Oregon. Jonathan in Oregon. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Good, good. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to ask the doctor about a bladder tumor that I have. you know, my doctor recommended that I have it removed, but I decided not to because, you know, if it's a cancerous tumor, I'm thinking it might spread if it's removed. So what I've decided to do is eat 100% vegetarian to increase my body pH above 8.0 to see if that would cause the tumor to die. So I was wanted to ask the doctor if he thinks I'm on the right track by increasing my pH.
Yes.
Dr. Lynn?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, you are. And the reason is, which is exactly where we were with John, any itis is a result of increased acid in the system. So if you have a cell that is acidic as opposed to alkaline, you have an itis. Let's just say it's a bone cell. Acid bone cell arthritis instead of heart attack. Say your colon is acid. Acid colon. Colitis instead of heart attack. Myositis instead of heart attack. Bursitis instead of heart attack. Acid gallbladder. Cholecystitis instead of heart attack. And so when you have a stomach growth, what the body is saying is that it can't get rid of it fast enough. And so instead of allowing it to spread, it will encapsulate it. In other words, it will put whatever it is around that set of cells that's not responding to the immune system. See, cancer is merely advanced infection that doesn't respond to the immune system because the immune system has been compromised. And so once you support your immune system and alkalize your body, then your body has the raw materials to de-acid itself, to alkalize itself. There's a book. I don't know the name of the author. It's not coming to me right now, but the name of the book is The 22 Non-Negotiable Laws of Wellness. 22 non-negotiable. That means everything's negotiable. No, these are non-negotiable laws of wellness. And it's written by a guy that was terminally written off with lung cancer. And he decided he didn't want to go the route that the medical profession was suggesting to him. And so he did research, and he decided to live his life much like what you're saying, in the spirit of joy and esprit and happy and loving and appreciate every moment that you're alive. At the same time, alkalizing and giving your body the raw materials that it needs to defend itself, and then expect the outcome the way you desire it. Because when you said, oh, go ahead and cut it out, yes, there's a good chance it could spread because now the cells have more oxygen. And it's not coming from the blood, it's coming from the external source. So I think you're on the correct track. In fact, that is exactly what I would do if I were in your situation. I would micromanage every aspect of my life in terms of lifestyle. Eat, drink, breathe, exercise, rest, think, and a positive mental attitude. I am thankful for my perfect health. So you're in perfect health right now. You just don't quite believe it because of what you've been told. Well, your survival system, your subconscious in charge, it doesn't know what condition you think your condition is in because it can't think, judge, or reason. It merely responds perfectly to the stimulus that you give it. So our organism, our energy field, our subconscious, our conscious mind, our body, we are perfect stimulus response organisms. And once you own that in your heart and then know what to do, see, that's the issue, is that we know why we want to do it. We want to stay alive, obviously. But then what do we do? Therein lies the question. And Big Pharma, Big Pharmaceuticals don't have the answer. You're on the correct track. if you Google that book, Barnes & Noble, I'm sure has it, The 22 Non-Negotiable Laws of Wellness. I've lectured on that book in a three-hour session, and I totally agree with all the principles that he's presenting. The only difference I put in there is the movement part of it, the advanced movement aspect that I understand. But everything else is right on point, and you are too. So such a good job. Fantastic.
Well,
I would stay the course. And see,
okay.
The reason why is because you have to ask yourself this question. How did I develop this? Whoa. Did I develop this because I didn't get surgery soon enough? No. Did I develop this because I didn't get the immune-depressing drugs? No. Well, how did I get it? Well, you asked it too long. And one of the most important things I can share with you is that when you ingest anything, water, food, beverage of any kind, always be in a peace of mind. Always be at peace when you consume anything. Because if you're not at peace, then you're less than positive. And less than positive feelings while you're consuming, ingesting, is dichotomous. It's like running in two directions at the same time, which is impossible. You're engaging two of your systems at the same time, and your system doesn't know what to do with it. It's going to choose one or the other. And most of the time, it'll choose survival over digestion of food. You don't see people that's being chased by a black bear stopping for a rest or stopping to enjoy a meal. No, if a black bear is chasing you, you better get past and make sure there's somebody between you and the bear. Because you'll stop and eat that person, and you can get away. What's the number one bear in the human being's life? Less than positive feelings. Fear. Fear. Yes. Oh, fear that this. No. Oh, fear. With knowledge comes power, and with power, fear is eliminated because now you know, without a shadow of a doubt, you know what's going to happen. And I've been studying the Bible for such a Bible, the body and the Bible, the body for such a long time, that I have no doubts about the design of creation. What we as mere humans do, we observe creation. We measure it. We study it. We make determinations. And we find that it did it again. It's repeatable. Well, if it's repeatable and true, that means it's true. Truth doesn't change. And there's nothing new under the sun. And so if you take truth doesn't change, nothing new under the sun, you put those two together, why do I think I'm sick? Because you were told. And you believed it. Like, milk does the body good? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. I mean, if you choose to consume milk, I would suggest almond milk. They're finding that soy milk is too sensitive for humans, too hormonally sensitive. And so if I do milk of any kind, it's almond milk in my smoothies or whatever. But the key is to become as alkaline as you can. Remember I mentioned a foreign substance? Well, what makes it foreign is you weren't supposed to have it. You weren't supposed to have this acid due to less than positive thought, feeling, and emotion. You weren't designed to do that. You learn from mother, father, teacher, preacher, how it's appropriate to get upset because somebody insulted you or hurt your feelings. Your feelings can't be hurt. That's an illusion. If your feelings are hurt, you let them hurt you. If they made you angry, you made yourself angry. You let them do that. And so if you allow your life to be influenced by external things, then you'll be manipulated like everybody else or most everyone else.
Yeah.
The truth is, about it is, and again, go ahead.
Excuse me, Doctor. Is there an issue of being to get my pH too high?
No.
No?
You can't do that. The physiological pH in the body is going to tap out at about 8.
Okay. 8.
And the pH of the blood, it's 7.35 to 7.45. slightly alkaline, and it never changes that pH. If that pH changes to 7.34, 7.46, you have moments left to live. So the blood pH is always slightly alkaline. And in that narrow range, that one-tenth range, it can do exactly what it was designed to do. And again, blood is important. It is the highway system of your body. It transfers everything, cells, and it just does what it's the highway system of your body. And so when you have compromised, you compromise your pH. Your body will neutralize the pH by using the minerals wherever the minerals are. You see, sometimes you don't eat enough minerals. Like if you had a diet of, say, 40% fruits and vegetables and 60% other things, well, you're not getting enough vitamins and minerals. 80, 85% fruits and vegetables, 20, 25% other things. And so when you become deficient in the raw materials necessary to keep the pH 7.35 to 7.45, you develop alkaline or acid conditions, and all conditions live in an acid environment. And again, cancer is really advanced itis, advanced infection. A stagnant stream will have all kinds of things living in it. A stagnant bucket of water in the hot weather, things will start to grow. You wonder where they came from. So when water in the body is stagnant, things will grow there because retention of water is acid. The number one reason why your body retains water is because it's not getting enough. Number one reason. And the rule, here lately, I am averaging 100 ounces a day, sometimes a whole gallon. I'm averaging 100 ounces a day. I'm back to my fighting weight of 198 pounds. My fat analysis is under, it's like 11%, 12%. I'm getting it to under 10. And so when I evaluate fat content versus, and fat is good, by the way, it's not bad. You just can't have too much of it. Fat content, lean weight, and then water weight. When I make those ratio comparisons, I can determine the alkalinity of the system. And again, the more alkaline you are, the healthier you are. Bottom line. So back to this foreign acid. If you're a habitual, less than positive thinker, you're pumping in acid 24/7. Acid more toxic than McDonald's hamburger. And so you're never getting on top of the healing game. And so if not, you become exhausted. When you become exhausted and fatigued, everybody comes to live in your five-star hotel and restaurant. So the key is to stay alkaline as much as you can, and the next day, hit rewind, repeat, and see if you can improve. See if you can improve on your thinking. See if you can watch the news and not get upset, because there ain't nothing you can do about it except voice your choice. That's it. And you get enough choices that's being voiced in the right direction, things will happen, things will change. And again, you don't have to concern yourself as to whether or not your body knows what to do to stay alive. See, one of the things that people don't understand about the system is that your brain has a contract. It can't be broken because your brain is in charge of what your body does. So your brain can prevent, so let's just take gallbladder, for instance. The brain says, hey, we're too acid. We need some calcium from somewhere because we've run out of sodium. By the way, organic sodium is the number one Rolls Royce mineral. You get that from green leafy vegetables. Organic sodium, yes. Rolls Royce of the minerals, the preferred mineral to neutralize acid. And so you've run out of sodium, but the only other mineral that can do what sodium does is calcium. The issue with that is that it takes a whole bunch more calcium to fill in for one sodium. Okay. And so now give me some calcium. All right. You get some calcium up in your bones, thin bones, osteopenia, osteoporosis, whatever it is. Oh, I need some more calcium. And then your gallbladder says, hey, I'll give us some calcium. Sure. So your gallbladder toss some calcium into the system. keeps pH of the blood 7.35 to 7.45. The issue with that is once your gallbladder gives up with calcium, what's left is bile and cholesterol, the components of gallstones. So one day, after experiencing pain from thinking about food, you just finish eating, and it's the most excruciating thing you ever had. You think you're having a heart attack. You rush to the emergency room, and the doctor comes in and says, good news, you're not having a heart attack. We found exactly what's happening. Well, tell me, doctor, so we can fix this. You have gallstones. What are we going to do? We're going to take out your gallbladder. And then you'll be okay. Oh, doc, please. And they take it out and bring you the gallstones back in a little jar. You take it home and put it on the shelf. You think the gallbladder wanted to kill itself? No, it didn't have a choice. Pain is a very powerful motivator. So now you have a digestive tract that doesn't have a gallbladder. So guess who has to make bile now? The only other organ that can do it. The liver. The liver has to make bile to assist in the digestive process. In the meantime, liver's got over 316 some odd other things to do. And bile, making bile, wasn't included. So now the liver might make bile, but what's more important is making sure you got enough red blood cells in the hamper, because a bunch of them just died. They only have a 120-day life cycle. That's one of the things the liver has to do. I think it's a little bit more important than making bile. And as a consequence, most people with a gallbladder removed has a pendulous abdomen that is undigested food or semi-digested food. So you donate the organ, but you don't change lifestyle. You get upset and angry when you're eating. If that ever happens, just stop eating. Take your food, wrap it up, take it home with you, and see if you can snap back on track to a positive mental attitude. Because we weren't designed to have a less than positive mental attitude. No creation gets angry. But what about the dog, the one that got angry? But no, the dog didn't get angry. The dog felt threatened by your fear of the dog. The fear from a human is a direct threat to an animal. Have you ever rode a horse, but you were afraid of the horse? Somebody had to grab the reins. Now, that horse would not do anything that you said once it determined that you were afraid. It's offensive. And so the dog protects itself by biting you. But no dogs bite me because I'm not afraid of them. Not one. You run up here on me, you have one weapon. That's your mouth. I will sacrifice my forearm and break your ribs so you can't breathe. I got 12 weapons. You only got one. I will win. The fear is foreign to all creation. And with humans, we create it with our mind. With animals, they respond energetically and innately to protect themselves. So everything your body does is survival. It is survival-based mechanism. I'm not sick. I am surviving. I am a survivor. I heard that song the other day by Donna Summer. I'm a survivor. And again, your subconscious, which is in charge of your surviving system, it has no clue what condition you think you have. And so if we modify our lifestyle, and you know, it's like putting gas in your car. Most cars have a gas gauge. However, I had a car, two of them as a matter of fact, when I was young, that didn't have a gas gauge. About drove me out of my mind. But you look at your gas gauge and say, oh, getting close to E, I got to pull over. And say you don't. Say you keep going. And the little light in the bell, and pretty soon, you're out of gas. But you're still driving on fumes. And then there's no more fumes. Your car goes boop, boop. In the middle of the night, it stands you. It stops because you didn't pay attention to the gas meter. Well, what kind of meter do we have in our system that tells us we have enough nerve energy. We don't have a nervometer. We have sophisticated equipment that can measure certain things, but what do you do with that information? Like my fitness analysis machine, this is the perfect time to do it in order to counsel people on where and how they want to make those ratios more appropriate for maximum healing and health. And so once you know what to do and then do it, and then release the outcome. Release the outcome. Because if you think it's not going to work, guess what? It's not going to work. If you think you're sick, guess what? You will be sick. If you think there's a disease, you will get one. See, beliefs drive behavior, and in the world of quantum physics, thoughts, feelings, and beliefs attract those same energies to you. The universe is your genie. Your wish is my command. You put the thought out there and the feeling with energy, and rest assured, it'll come back into your life, sometimes instantaneously. Sometimes it's off the coast of Africa. It's not on your radar. You don't even see it coming until it gets there. And who tells you? Either your five senses or your body. Those are your messengers. You interpret your environment by way of your five senses, and your body tells you what you've been doing in your environment, which is called lifestyle. So we want to make sure every day, I mean, there's some days that you can take off, but don't do it more than 2 days in a row. If you get off the wagon one day, get back on the next day. Get off the next day, get back on. But never 2 days in a row going in the wrong direction, or else you have to reroute and recover. Like the GPS says, rerouting, yes, reroute. Because as humans, we've learned to run off road and think it's okay. You can't run off road in a forward focus. Hills and valleys and dales and mountains and stuff in a forward focus, you need an F-350 with big tires and hydraulic shocks. If that's what you choose to do. But we run off road with our emotions and our feelings, and we think it's okay. Until our body tells us that it's not. We think it's not. We think it's not because we don't feel good anymore. You see, that's where allopathic medicine comes in. Come on in. Let me make you feel better. You can feel better for a long time and die faster. Yes.
Doctor, we are out of time.
So that's where
we got a caller on
hold. Oh, really?
We are out of time. Thank you, sir. We'll have you back next week.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we can continue. Thanks, John.
Thank you. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive weekend. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.